Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Ted Lyme. Father God, I just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brothers and sisters, I needed those extra minutes to finish this message. And I believe you can let me know, but I already know, because there's somebody on the line this morning who has a family member that is standing between heaven and earth. The doctors have called the family in. They've taken this person off all life support. And essentially, they have relegated this person over to the spirit of death. Well, God had given me this message yesterday, and I just hadn't finished it. And I couldn't get it finished because many times, brothers and sisters, God gives you something. Just like with the supernatural money, Pastor Apostle Terry Jefferson had some pieces to it that he had to call me up and give me after I told him what I was doing, and I said, pray for me, you know, and come into agreement with me in the spirit that I can get this done, because it was a new realm. It is a new realm. Brothers and sisters, I'm walking in a new realm. Now, this message that I'm going to share with you this morning, I know everybody's not going to get it. I know it's not for everybody. I already know that. But whoever it's for is on this line this morning. And I believe I'm going to teach this very message right here many, many times, until I go to be with Jesus, because this is something that God has given me to impart to his people. It has taken me, you know, maybe like, like I say, maybe 15 years of understanding. And I got it. And when God gives you things, he gives them to you in segments. So why you say God got to give you something in segments? Well, not everybody. But when he gives it to me, maybe I learn slow. I don't know. But he has to give it to me in segments where I have thorough understanding of it, or else I can't teach it, or I can't preach it. Because I can't teach or preach what I don't understand. But this message this morning is going to be a little bit lengthy. So if you have to go to work or something, you make sure that you get this message. Because some of you are transitioning. You're transitioning into new places on your job, in your life, and this is the message that it's kind of like crossover message. That's the only way I could identify it. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you to open up the eyes of their understanding, which are in their heart. I bind and rebuke all doubt and unbelief this morning in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke Satan's ability to cause misunderstanding this morning in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke Satan, demons, devils, witches, wizards. I bind and rebuke the spirit of confusion. I bind and rebuke witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you right now to confound the understanding of the witches on this line in the name of Jesus, that they will receive absolutely nothing. that this is understood by the anointing of God, and that those people or persons that are supposed to receive this message are on here this morning and will receive it and know what to do with it. This is one of those kind of messages, Father God. I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity of being the messenger of this particular message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I was going to call this message the anointing of liberty. When God first gave it to me, that's what I was going to name it. But as I got further into it, I'm going to change the name to, because that's what God is getting ready to do, the anointing that comes upon you. Through this message, whoever you are, you prepare your heart to receive it right now. And you prepare to listen to it again, at least about, if it doesn't fully kick in the first time, but I want it to kick in this very first time. But you listen to it again until you feel God rise you up above the level you are in him right now. Because there's an elevation that's about to take place within the spiritual realm. There's an elevation that's about to take place within your own very soul. There's an elevation about to take place of healing in your own physical body so that you can be a dispenser of the anointing. Listen up this morning. I'm going to take my time. That's why I say some of you might have to go to work. You might have to catch this secondhand or from the on demand. It's going to come through the word of God, so you listen, please. John chapter 3, verse 31 through 36, says, he that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifieth. And no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to a seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Brothers and sisters, I hope you understand when God gives us something in the Old Testament and then repeats it again in the New Testament, it might be pretty important. So, in the Old Testament, Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 8, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. Underscore this. Because the Lord has anointed me. Me is you. To preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me, that's you, to bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty. Underscore right here. To proclaim liberty to the captive and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Underscore that. That he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. And the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Underscore six here. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your, underscore this, for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth. Amen. And, underscore all of this right here, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Now that's the Old Testament. Here's the New Testament. As a matter of fact, I forgot to tell you, I'm using the Authorized King James Version for this right here. New Testament. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Excuse me. And the devil, okay. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou there will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Underscore this. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me. Underscore. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me. To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind. Underscore this. To set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And all the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Brothers and sisters, hear me this morning. When God anoints you, you are anointed, chosen for a specific purpose in furthering God's kingdom. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. 2 Corinthians 1, 21 to 22. I find, and I thank God for refreshing, and it's too bad that somehow we've been misguided or overtaught, I guess that's the best way. We've been so overtaught that we don't think of the anointing releasing people. Brothers and sisters, it's very, very sad that we have been confining the anointing of the Holy Ghost to all things spiritual while ignoring the natural. Brothers and sisters, when we don't know what belongs to us, then we can't put our faith on it or in it to receive it. You and I are sons and daughters of God. We have been made free by the blood of Jesus. You are a member of the royal priesthood of kings. Now, don't get mad with me when I say this. Read it, study it, see if I'm telling you the truth or if I'm fabricating something. The same anointing that came upon Jesus is the same anointing that comes upon you. That anointing is the anointing of liberty. When we talk about liberty, which people go over Isaiah 61, people go over Luke 4 all the time, but they never talk about liberty too much. When we talk about liberty, we're not just talking about liberty from the wages of sin and death, but we're talking about liberty, spirit, soul, and body. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, so does God's anointing of liberty. You see, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of liberty. And the Spirit of liberty will attack any and all forms of bondage. Bondage from addiction, sickness, bondage from sin, and even bondage from death. I think we've been victims of something called statism. And this is what the government kind of has been trying to bring us into. It's the belief that the state should control economically, socially, policy, or both. And it repudiates individualism, and it really tries to exalt the state or the government as a god. So one of Satan's master strategies is to organize a society under his demonic influence that turns men away from faith in God to faith in man's secular humanistic state. Brothers and sisters, deliverance from the evil bondages of statism is found in the Exodus story. In the Exodus story, it spells out the deliverance of God's covenant people from the wickedness of a government that progressively enslaved the people through debt servitude, okay? So what I want you to understand this morning is that, hear me, hear the Holy Spirit this morning. The anointing conflicts with all forms of slavery. I said, the anointing of God conflicts with any and all forms of slavery, including the slavery of sickness, the slavery of death, the slavery of addictions, and the slavery of debt servitude. This truth of the anointing has become difficult for some people to believe because their image of the anointing has been contrived through Christian television. Yet the biblical pattern from Genesis to Revelation reveals that the anointing clashes with the kingdoms of darkness. The Apostle Paul described that clash as spiritual warfare against principalities, thrones, dominions, spiritual wickedness, and powers. Ephesians 6 and 12. pray for me as I get this out. The English word liberty has lots of different meanings, To some, it means freedom from rules, and to others, it means freedom from bondage. According to the Roget's Thesaurus, liberty means freedom, independence, self-determination, and sovereignty. It also means free, uninhibited, unfettered, unconstrained, unrestricted, and liberated. You know, here in America, we got this bell called the Liberty Bell, which is one of the most well-known American images. When people look to the Liberty Bell, they are reminded of those that fought for liberty from unrighteousness and from natural oppression, such as taxation without representation. Tradition and history, American history, tells us that this bell was rung to announce the opening of the First Continental Congress in 1774 and after the Battle of Lexington and Concord in 1775. This bell is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this bell has over 2 million tourists come to see it annually. Now, inscribed on this bell is this text: "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof." The inscription on this bell is taken from the Word of God. And the full biblical text reads like this in Leviticus 25 and 10. "And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family." Liberty, scripture, is the Hebrew word deror, D-E-R-O-R. It means freedom from the bondage of debt and debt servitude. The year of Jubilee was the liberation of God's people. Liberty's root meaning is to move freely, as in an unrestrained and unfettered manner. Those formerly enslaved because of debt bondage, after having been liberated, Dior, were restored the freedom to rejoin their families debt-free and to move freely. In this sense, liberty produced restoration and economic freedom, brothers and sisters. During this period of Jubilee, all prisoners and captives obtained their liberties. Slaves were declared free, and debtors were absolved from debt. That definition should give you a different perspective of the anointing of liberty. Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord anointed him to set at liberty. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is up on me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Luke 4:18-19. In this scripture, liberty is the Greek word asthesis, meaning freedom, pardon, and deliverance. Look at the context of the anointing. Look at the context of the anointing. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Again, the acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. As already said, Jubilee was the release from debt bondages, and all prisoners and captives were set at liberty. We don't readily think of the anointing releasing people from debt servitude because we confine the anointing of the Holy Ghost to all things spiritual while ignoring the natural. When we don't know what belongs to us, then we can't put our faith on it to receive it. It's not just freedom from debt that I want you to understand that comes with the anointing of liberty. The Bible says, speaking about the precious oil of the anointing that flowed over Aaron, it said, then God directed the high priest to command his blessings. The Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. I'm talking Psalm 133 here, verse 3. The Lord God commanded the blessings upon the children of Israel. And brothers and sisters, today, he commands the blessings on you and I through his word. He even says all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. That be 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. He says that all the promises of God are revealed or opens up to our understanding the position of a liberated citizen of the kingdom of God. Keep in mind that there's a high-level demonic war going on within the spiritual realm. And this war is intended to stop you and I from receiving and possessing our inheritance that comes by you and I living by faith in God. And this is all a part of Satan's master plan. He desires to turn you and I away from Holy Spirit-led living as a son and a daughter of God. You see, the born-again disciple is not a slave in the natural, but a free man or a free woman in Christ Jesus. Jesus sets us free. And Jesus says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In other words, you are a free man or a free woman with certain God-given, unalienable rights. And Satan has no authority over these rights, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature of God, brothers and sisters, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. These promises are not subject to forfeiture. They are rights that come from God alone. These unalienable rights are never subject to forfeiture, and they belong to you they have been brought and are brought to you through your anointing of God. Because the anointing of liberty, the anointing of God, brings liberty and changes your life. God brings to you healing through the anointing, just like when the Good Samaritan ministered to the man who had been robbed, stripped, and left for dead. Luke chapter 10, verse 33 and 34. The minute God's anointing starts to flow on you, it flows through you and out of you, and it will heal you. Your heart will be healed. You will be restored to good health, and you will become a minister of his healing power. Brothers and sisters, this is promised in God's word. The anointing of liberty changes your life. It brings you into revelation. Exodus 25 and 6, it pierces the darkness and illuminates everything around it. Nothing can stop it because it's the overflow of Jesus' life. And once the anointing starts to flow over you, it brings revelation knowledge, allowing you to move into a supernatural walk with God. The anointing of liberty changes your life. It brings you into provision. In 1 Kings 17, 14, we read about Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. She desperately needed a miracle. All she had left for herself and her son was a handful of meal and a small amount of oil. God performed a life-changing miracle for her, multiplying her offering far above anything she could have dreamed. The oil did not fail. And today, when God moves in your life with the anointing of liberty, the oil begins to flow, meeting every need in your life. There will be no lack. That's what God wants for you today. And God is moving mightily upon this earth. Brothers and sisters, all he's asking you to do is to receive him with your whole heart. Receive him with your spirit, your soul, and your body, so that the oil of the anointing of liberty can flow on you, in you, and through you, and meet every need in your life, spiritually and naturally. I mentioned debt-free living back there a minute ago. I said I'm not focusing on that, but the Holy Ghost keeps bringing it up. A widow came to Elijah and cried out about the debt that had overtaken her and her sons after her husband's death. 2 Kings 4, 1 and 7. God used all she had, a pot of oil. It multiplied supernaturally, and she was able to pay off all her debts. Hear me this morning. The anointing of liberty changes your life. It brings you into deliverance. David spoke of the oil of anointing in Psalm 23, verse 1 and 5, and how it delivered him from all his enemies. Not only that, but he also spoke of God's faithfulness in protecting him when he wrote, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all," not some, not one, not two, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The anointing of liberty changes your life. It brings you into faith. You see, we're told that the watchmen of Isaiah 21 and 5 were directed to anoint the shield. Just as oil was used then, the oil of God's anointing of liberty must be used today. Faith must be activated. Your faith must be released. Then God will protect you, hallelujah, even more so with the shield of faith because of that anointing. Regardless of your circumstances, God wants to release a mighty anointing in, on, through your life to protect you completely and totally. But you must activate it. You see, the anointing of liberty changes your life. It brings you into blessings. According to Psalm 133, it speaks about the precious oil of the anointing that flowed over Aaron. Then, as I said earlier, God directed the high priest to command his blessing. The Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, upon the children of Israel. Today, he commands the blessing on you through his word. He even says all. All the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Corinthians 1:20. The anointing of liberty changes your life. It brings you into debt-free living. That widow came to Elijah, cried out about the death that had overtaken her and her sons after her husband's death. I say, God multiplied all she had, a pot of oil, and she was able to pay off all her debts. Liberty means freedom of choice. It's your right to choose a lifestyle of faith or not. You see, when the right to live by faith in God is usurped by any hindrance, it will conflict with your God-given unalienable rights. That's what happened in the Exodus story. Paul said, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. 1 Corinthians 6:12. Instead, Paul chose to walk in the spirit of liberty. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Brothers and sisters, as you recall from the word of God, the anointing breaks every yoke and removes every burden from off people. But what if the one applying the yokes and burdens don't want them removed from the people of God? The answer is, God said that he hears the cries of his people and he comes down to deliver us, just as he did for those in Egypt. As a citizen of the kingdom of God, we have rights. We have precious promises that are never subject to forfeiture. However, they can be unjustly stolen from you, or you can give them away unknowingly. It's these two losses of liberty, brothers and sisters, that concerns our generation today. Scripture says to the born-again believer, you are a part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Brothers and sisters, the Geneva Bible, used by the reformers, says that you are a people set at liberty, 1 Peter 2:9. You see, kingdoms are doomed to complete and utter failure without liberty. Liberty is the power of free choice as free men and women pursuing their God-given gifts and callings. Nothing nor anyone can ever have the knowledge or ability needed to achieve what God's given anointing of liberty can accomplish. Our generation, we need a greater understanding of the anointing of liberty. You see, brothers and sisters, liberty comes from the Holy Ghost. Liberty is bestowed upon you when you're walking, talking, and living in the Word of God. You see, brothers and sisters, Christ has been and is your Redeemer. Christ is the head of the church. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the supreme sovereign Lord with supreme sovereign power. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And brothers and sisters, you are not, hallelujah, a slave, but you are a member of the royal priesthood of kings. Listen to me very carefully this morning. Listen to what I'm about to say right now. I'm about to tell you the truth. The same anointing of liberty that came on Jesus is the same anointing of liberty that comes upon you. The same anointing that came upon Jesus, that same anointing that came upon you is to signify God's blessings upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of liberty came upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of freedom came upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of authority came upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of authorization came upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing, hallelujah, that the crown of righteousness has been placed upon your head. The anointing to signify God's blessing of permission has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of spiritual sight has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of spiritual hope, hallelujah, which is Jesus Christ, has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of supernatural hearing has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessings of right now faith, the gift of faith, the fruit of faith has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of his own Holy Spirit has come upon you, teaching you, hallelujah, speaking through you, hearing from Jesus, hearing from God, and making it known to you. The blessing, brothers and sisters, the anointing, brothers and sisters, to signify that God's blessing, brothers and sisters, has come upon you to make you a testimony of himself, brothers and sisters, convicting you, brothers and sisters, with praying power, with sending power, with the gift of knowing, with the gift of counseling, brothers and sisters, the anointing to signify God's blessing of the heart of Jesus has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of financial wealth, debt cancellation has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of you ministering and the Lord working with you with signs, wonders, miracles, following his word spoken by you has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of victory over all of your past defeat has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of resurrection power, power to raise the dead has come upon you. The anointing to signify God's blessing of health and healing has come upon you. The anointing, brothers and sisters, to signify God's blessing of himself has come upon you. The anointing of God is God himself. Therefore, the anointing of God cannot deny himself. That's where the impossible becomes possible. God's word is anointed by God himself through his own anointing established forever. And God's anointing has come upon you. God is saying to you today, I am the Lord your God. I've changed that. Brothers and sisters, it's God's covenant to us that the anointing of God himself, the power to serve God, the power to be served by God, hallelujah, God has placed his anointing and it has come upon you, brothers and sisters. when the anointing comes upon you, it is the anointing of the Spirit of liberty in Christ Jesus. Jesus, God, His Holy Spirit upon you, and it gives you the power to be changed and to change the lives of others. God, I love you this morning. I've delivered the message. The Spirit of the Lord, the anointing of God, has come upon you to signify God's blessings of Himself. This is Erica. Listen to this. Let it sink and elevate you within your spirit, man. Let it elevate you within your soul. The anointing signifying God's blessing of supernatural, miraculous, impossibilities becoming possible right now through faith in God. The anointing has come upon you, signifying Christ in you.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again.
Oh, come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo!
Understand,
I can understand
to
give you a home to live in, where I can live.
keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on.